Welcome to Maseches Ksubis, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 6, Mishnah 4. The Mishnah begins, Paska, if a woman agreed, Lahachnis, like, to bring into the marriage, Ksafim, cash, Sela Kesef, and she wrote that she's going to bring a Sela is 4 dinar. Nasa Shisha dinar, so then the husband has to write in the Ksuba an additional 2 dinar, which is a total of 6 dinarim. And the way that it works is that he always has to give a half, an additional half. So here, she brought 4, he has to write 6 in the Ksuba. The chassan, the newly married fellow, accepts upon himself to give to his wife asara dinarim lekupa. He has to give her 10 dinar for a kupa. A kupa was for for all kinds of cosmetics and for perfumes. L'chol mana umana, for every 100 dinar that she brings into the dunya, she brings into the dowry, and there it doesn't make a difference whether it's actual cash or she brings in objects or she brings in valuable things. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, "Hakol kaminig hamedina, everything follows the local custom. There is no set amount to what one has to give." Mishnah Hey, Mishnah 5. Hamasi is bito istam. If a person marries off his daughter and didn't specify what he's going to give her for her marriage, la'ifchus l'mechamishim zuz, he is not allowed to give less than 50 zuz. Basak lachnis aruma. Let's say the father made up with the husband that he's not going to give his daughter anything. She's going to come in unclothed, which basically means he's not bringing her into the marriage with any additional clothing. And the husband agreed to the terms of that marriage. Lo yoimar, the husband is not permitted to say, kishach nisa lebesi. After nisuin, after the final stage of marriage, after the chuppah, achasena b'ksusi, then I'll give her clothing and everything that she needs. No. The husband is obligated to clothe her before the nisuin, when she's still at home, because of the respect, just simple basic respect. The halacha as well applies. Hamasi is hayisayma. The gabbai tzedakah, the fellow that's in charge of the charity funds, that marries off a girl who is an orphan, and the tzedakah, the charity, the fund, is paying for her marriage expenses. He's not allowed to give any less than 50 zuz for her marriage, for the needs, to what she needs to be able to prepare herself for marriage. Im yesh bakis, if there's money in the tzedakah coffers, then we give her more than 50 zuz, so she has clothing and whatever she needs in order to get married properly. See one more Mishnah Vav, Mishnah 6. The Mishnah says, Yesayma, a young girl, she's under bas mitzvah, she's a 10-year-old, let's say, she's an orphaness, shesiyata ima ayachel midata, that her mother or her brother married her off. And she agreed. And they made up a dowry of 100 zuz or 50 zuz. After she becomes a gedolah, once she's already bas mitzvah, she gets older, she can claim to take from the yarshim, from the inheritors, masharoi li nasein la, that which is fit for her to get. In other words, much more than the actual 50 zuz that they made, she can take up to 10% of the estate. Rabbi Huda Imer im hisi, if let's say the father married her off while he was alive, as abbas harishayna, the older daughter, and he gave her a specific amount for her dowry for Nadunya, Inasin Lashnia, then we give the same specified amount for the second girl, who now, unfortunately, is an orphaness, and we take that from the estate. Kedar Shanasa on the Rishayna, in the same fashion that the father, the same amount that the father had given for the first daughter. The Chacham disagree, and they say, Pa'amim Sha'adam Ani the Hashir, Ayashir Hani. Sometimes you have a fellow who was poor, but then he became wealthy. So just because he gave less by the previous daughter's marriage, that's not an indicator that he's going to give less for the second daughter's marriage. Or the flip side, Ayashir Hani, you had a person who was very wealthy, became poor. Could be gave a tremendous dowry for his first daughter, but he's not capable of giving it for his second daughter. We evaluate how much the inheritance, how much the estate is worth, and they give that which is a fit for the girl to be able to get married in a respectable way. Wishing you a fantastic Erev Shabbos and a wonderful Shabbos Kodesh.